Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss, the book is officially back on. 73 and didn't do it would be a terrible title. 73 and still can get it done. There's a book I'm interested in. Ethan Sherwood Strauss joining us on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm just so happy to be speaking to my book agent in a public manner. It's fantastic.
Look, man, this is as historic a Western Conference Finals as we will probably ever sit through in our careers covering basketball. Coming down from 3-1 is remarkable, especially against a team that is that good and as experienced as Oklahoma City is. We'll save the preview for the finals for a little bit later on. Let's not gloss over what we just saw in the Western Conference Finals. What do you think was the defining moment of the whole thing?
I like that. Let's talk about what just happened and appreciate what just happened and not get into the whole preview shebang. The most iconic moment to me is Steph Curry holding up the 7 after stealing the ball from Russell Westbrook and holding it up to the Oklahoma City crowd. That, to me, right there, that photo, if you've seen it, that photo of him holding up the 7
yeah.
and Russell Westbrook sneering at him, that to me is the mental image, other than maybe, you know, Draymond kicking Steven Adams right there in that hilarious photo on the cover of the Oklahoman. Other than that, that one is the iconic image I'll remember.
That is definitely the most demonstrative Steph Curry's ever been after a basketball game. For a guy who is definitely built his image on being approachable and likable, I think he put on the black hat a little bit with that one last night, and I like it. I kind of do. I like my reigning undefeated MVP to be a little frosty.
Yeah, he's always been like that too, and right now people are getting a little bit annoyed about it. They're sort of they pointed out to almost suggest that there's a hypocrisy there, as though somebody, if they're a nice person off the court, somehow them taunting and reveling in their success shows that they're really a fraud and they're really arrogant and everything. You know, it's just that's how he is and that's what he's comfortable doing. And, you know, he's not really going to change himself. He's not going to change himself. I think those are the people we actually hate. They're the people who try to change themselves to fit what we want. Like Alex Rodriguez, probably upon getting some pushback, would probably change it. You know, Steph's going to do what he's going to do. And, man, that was relief from him in Game 7, it seemed, at the end of the game when it was finally sealed, as much as it was joy. I think that the Warriors were relieved. They were relieved. It was a scene unlike any I'd seen after a victory in the hallways and the bowels of Oracle Arena. And it was just an overarching sentiment of, man, that was close.
17th win this season after trailing by double digits. That's the most in the NBA. They trailed by 13 in this game. Then go on a 29-12 run in the third quarter where the shooting clinic begins. It continued into the fourth quarter. Having said all that, it might have been old man Livingston's Mama Chewbacca dunk that really, I think, turned the tide of that game. That's when the Thunder started to unravel a little bit to the naked eye on the court. What'd you think?
That was so important, too, because Livingston's just not been able to get anything going, you know, for the series.
Yeah.
And they put centers on him, and it seemed to almost mess him up a little bit. Like, he didn't quite know how to attack the problem. And he looked frustrated. I was watching him at halftime during warm-ups, and he missed a few free throws in a row, and he couldn't even get that to go. But it seemed like just getting a shot to drop. As you remember, before that dunk, he tried a little push shot. He had some space on it. It hit front rim, and it just kind of got down. It got down, and then It almost looked like there was relief for him, and he sprinted at the next opportunity. And I thought that was a huge moment. We're going to forget how tense and nervy that game was when they were down 13. This team right here, they are the team that likes to drive without a seatbelt. They do like to feel a little bit of that adrenaline kick, it almost seems, where they put themselves in these situations. But, man, do they ever find a way to get themselves out of them, too.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss here on 95.7 The Game, talking about the Warriors and what they just accomplished coming back down from 3-1. You know, Curry, 98 points over three elimination games. That's the highest player ever facing elimination games, 5 through 7 of a series. So there's that. There's the fact that Klay Thompson is an absolute throat-slitting assassin now, that they got that going for them. What I also thought was that they just got a little burst of moments from a guy like Varejao. I mean, last night's game is why they signed Varejao, right there. If he didn't play another minute, he has lived up to the promise of his contract.
Off a wide open Steph Curry behind the three-point line and then dribble drove and finished. What was that?
probably don't want to lean on that as your primary option, but it worked last night.
You know what? That just shows, if you look at the splits, the Holmes and Rhodes splits of the Warriors bench players, man, there's a dramatic difference between at home and on the road for those guys. And I think probably best epitomized by that play by Varejao, where he was just playing way over his head, but he was riding the energy of the crowd and magnificently, really. I mean, that little push from the bench at that particular moment, that was some important separation. I think Kerr might have called it the most important segment of the game, or one of them. So while I can't endorse that approach from Varejao in most instances, I think it spoke to the force he was playing with.
We're going to preview the NBA final here in 1 minute, but first, let us spend one more minute. Forget Game 7. You don't get to Game 7 without Game 6. And Klay Thompson threw down one of the all-time, not on my watch games I have ever seen. 11 threes in a road elimination game. That gets its own chapter right there, Ethan.
I mean, it was unbelievable. It wasn't just the production, the fact of the production. It wasn't just the amount of points. It was the degree of difficulty on the shots and really the eagerness with which he shot them. You know, it wasn't like he was even getting forced in some of these situations. And it was an incredible performance. And really, I was so impressed with how Klay has done this postseason, because the last three postseasons, he hasn't quite played up to his standard, but I think he almost made up for it and came through in moments they desperately needed him, carrying the offensive load when Steph was out, and then as Steph was just working his way back after he returned, still continuing to carry them. Just an amazing, amazing job from Klay. And I really can't even describe it that well, because how can you describe something so superlative? You know, there's really nothing you can add to you can't say much about it. It's just amazing.
The amount of legacies and the direction these two franchises go in based off the results last night is something we'll only be able to comprehend at the beginning of next season, and we see where all the dust settles here. Kevin Durant and the Thunder have to just be exasperated that they did not get this done. The Thunder have now lost to the eventual NBA champion 4 times in the postseason since moving to Oklahoma City, and in a few weeks, that could be 5 of 6 total times if the Warriors go on to beat the Cavaliers. Do you think he is looking at this as still my best chance to win a title, or I've taken this as far as I can, as he considers his future?
I think he has to look at it as still his best chance. I mean, they're loaded. I think this was still a good postseason for Sam Presti in sort of flaunting the amount of talent. I mean, remember how young Steven Adams is. Steven Adams looked great this postseason.
Yep.
He's the type of player where you'd just be happy to have him on your team, and he's 22 years old. I think that is a major factor in Oklahoma City's favor. And you can just look at that moment where they're up by 7. There's under 6 minutes to go in Game 6. They have they're in the bonus. The Warriors have yet to draw a foul. I mean, in that moment right there, it's in their grasp. So I think Durant probably looks at that and says that they have enough to get it done. And so I would be very surprised if he signed with another team.
Looking ahead to the finals, I know that Cleveland's built differently, functioning differently, maybe even coached differently, although I do believe David Blatt has them sitting exact same situation that they're sitting in right now, an easy road to the final. I think it would have happened had they not made the change. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll never know. But Tyronn Lue gets credit for doing what he's done here. What do you think is going to be the bigger difference in this finals as opposed to last season? The fact that the Cavaliers are healthy or the fact that Klay Thompson is now Jack the Ripper?
Probably the Cavs are healthy. I think it probably just changes the strategy and just the complexion of the finals, where they're now this team that's going to try to outshoot the Warriors, and they're moving the ball, they're firing up a bunch of threes, and they're playing a lot of Channing Frye. It's going to look totally different from that finals that was stuck in the mud. I'm interested to see it. So this is a random tangent, though.
I love it. My show's built for random tangents. Go.
I found it so strange the way that we responded to LeBron's last finals. I felt, and this is a hot take, if he was in a Miami Heat uniform, we would have been crushing him. But because he was in a Cavs uniform and he had placated a lot of people and made a lot of people happy and there weren't many expectations because his teammates weren't as good, the fact that he was missing 20 shots a game in the finals was just fine. That was just fine. It's like, oh, he's trying so hard. We can't blame him.
He did have to go one-man army, though. I mean, he really
did. But here's the thing. That didn't influence the quality of shots he was getting. I mean, he was single covered. The Warriors' whole strategy, and they said it to me before the final started, and I even said it on the Dan Le Batard show before the final started, it was going to be let LeBron shoot. They were going to single cover him, and they were going to let him shoot. And he went 8 of 24 on wide open shots, according to SportVu. I mean, he'd been missing shots the entire postseason. And then he went out the next season and missed a ton of shots, too, from the outside. He's starting to get it back. He's starting to get his jumper back. But we just forgave all that. We just said, oh, that's fine. That's great. The idea that he's missing a bunch of wide-open shots, the idea that when David leaves at center, he can't get to the rim against Andre Iguodala. I'm just saying it's very strange to me that Andre Iguodala got Finals MVP for locking him up, and yet we praise him and say that was a great performance.
Right. I mean, he's
called BS on it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a little – it's tough to follow the logic there. I mean, the guy either had an awesome series or he got shut down by the MVP. It's kind of tough for both to happen. This is the perfect place for us to wrap up this conversation. Mm-hmm. When do you think Kerr goes to the Iguodala card? Right away in game one, or does he save it like an ace up his sleeve?
I think he should go to it right away. I'm not sure what he'll do. I mean, they might play a conservative because they got a little too gimmicky in the last series. I mean, they ultimately won the series in part because they returned to their base defense against Oklahoma City, as opposed to the initial one that they were showing where Draymond was roving off Robertson and Klay Thompson was guarding Serge Ibaka. So maybe that makes them more conservative, but I still say you got to have Iguodala out there. LeBron shot 35% from the field in his minutes against him in last year's finals. You have to maximize the amount of time that LeBron's on the floor and Andre's on the floor.
Ethan, man, good to see you. Thanks very much. By the way, how about the media seat you get in Oklahoma City as opposed to Golden State, huh?
I didn't want to say. You know, I'm very lucky to be doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to take any shots at the Oracle media seat situation, but I will say that the seats in OKC are quite nice.
You were sitting center court, second row.
I mean, it's not a bad life I have.
Not bad. Okay. Not bad. Hey, thanks an awful lot, man. Great to talk to you, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Ethan Sherwood Strauss from ESPN.com. Good to talk to him.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.